Example 30. My pet is sick. Example. My dog is relatively young, but he's sick all the time. My veterinarian bills are enormous because it seems that as soon as my dog gets over one thing, then he gets sick with something else. I love my dog, and I don't want him to suffer or to die, but I also don't want to have to keep taking him to the vet. What's going on with him? Your dog, as with all the beasts on your planet, is usually much more in alignment with his inner being than most humans, but the beasts in the wild are more often in alignment than those who spend more time around humans, because domesticated animals, simply by observing their human co-creators, often begin to split their energy in the way that humans do. Also, since everyone, human and beast alike, inherently wants freedom, an animal who's confined often feels more resistance than one who's free to roam. It's hard for a human to understand this, but the beasts of your planet would choose freedom over security every time. Nevertheless, many animals are perfectly happy sharing their environment with humans, and what may appear to you to be an environment of confinement causes no resistance in their overall vibrational alignment. However, your animals never fare well in environments of strong negative emotion. Pure, positive energy animals in the wild will run from a human who approaches, not because they fear you, but because you do not feel good to them. Over time, your domesticated animals begin to adjust to the vibration of humans and are able, for the most part, to maintain their alignment even while interacting with you. And, like you, whatever they give their attention to makes up the vibrational balance of their being. As they hold you as the object of attention, and you're not in alignment with your own source energy, they are influenced to less connection as well. Your animals are resilient, however, and they can easily come back into alignment, for they do not hold grudges and play past scenarios over again in their minds as humans do. Once an uncomfortable situation passes, they let it go completely. However, if animals are subjected to daily stress or anger, or are made to feel like they are in the way or unwanted, their energy can get out of balance enough that their bodies will begin to demonstrate evidence of their misalignment. There are many students of deliberate creation who really want to understand how to create their own reality, who are working to understand their emotional guidance system, who want to more consistently flow downstream, and who do not really decide to apply what they know until they discover that they are negatively affecting their pets. It's a bit funny that people will put up with the discomfort of their own negative emotions if the results of that are only impacting them, but when they discover that they are also impacting the lives of their dear pets, then they are willing to try to make changes. While it's nice that you care about the well-being of your animal, we want you to care about your own well-being as well. If you're pointed upstream, feeling negative emotion, and you make no effort to let go of the oars, the law of attraction will continue to respond to your vibration. Your situation will intensify, and you will feel worse. If you continue to make no effort to release the resistance, the law of attraction will continue to respond to your vibration, your situation will increase, and you will feel worse still. If you still continue to make no effort, in time, your own physical body will begin to show symptoms of the imbalance. Sometimes your dear pet demonstrates the physical symptoms as part of your guidance system. It's as if he understands that you're willing to endure negative emotions while you're not willing to negatively influence your pet. And so often your pet is fulfilling an intention that the two of you set forth before either of you were born into your physical bodies, that of reminding you of your vibrational countenance. Your pet would also like to help you get over this death thing, for it understands that there is no death, but only eternal life. Your pet joyously romps into physical body after physical body, dreading death never, enjoying its own joyful ride on its own joyful river. Your dog is among the best teachers on the planet. So, reach for some better feeling thoughts about your beloved pet. For instance, I wish I understood why my dog continually gets sick. I can find no value in this at all. I hate to see him feeling bad, and it's costing me a fortune. I'm tempted to just let him find his own way, but I don't want him to suffer or die. I can't afford these veterinarian bills. Taking him to the veterinarian feels bad. Not taking him feels worse. Since I can't find an action that gives me relief, maybe I should just try to feel better. It's possible that this great dog is trying to tell me something. I'm going to try to stand back from this situation and look for what I can see in it. One thing I noticed right away is that even though my dog clearly doesn't feel well physically, he doesn't seem to be worried about it. And while he's not frisky like he used to be, his attitude seems mostly positive. When I speak to him, he always makes an effort to wag his tail a bit. Sometimes it feels like he's trying to soothe me because I'm worried about him. I would like to soothe him by not seeming worried about him. I'm going to make an effort to be more positive about his condition. I'm going to speak to him in more optimistic terms. I'll no longer complain about the cost of the veterinarian. When I'm not with him, I'm going to pretend he's improved. When I come home from work, I'll look for improvement. When I see the slightest symptom of him feeling better, I'll talk about that. I'm going to look for reasons to feel good about him and ignore anything else. I sense that he's helping me to focus my thoughts deliberately. I can see how he's a great teacher of unconditional love, as he won't modify this condition so I can feel better. I feel that's his message to me. Feel better because you choose to, not because I'm giving you the reason to feel better. That is so empowering. What a great dog!